Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's May 8th, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, the living legend, the wing beneath my wings, Antoine Bergeron.
Hello.
How's it going, Antoine?
It's going good. Good. You?
Good, good. How was your sculpting class?
It was fun. Well, we changed the sculpting class to a private coaching session.
I meant your private lesson, yeah, because the class didn't work out. Yeah,
yeah, not enough registration, but that it was worth it. Got a bunch of tips, ideas for tools, so I can't wait to put that in practice.
Did you show him the unicorn?
Yeah, I had a bunch of my models.
Did he like the unicorn?
Yes, he did.
Everyone loves that unicorn, man. Telling you. That's your cash cow. You just don't know it. Yeah. Hey, a million units sold at $6. It's a million units times six.
Yeah, I don't see a million units going out.
Even if you're only making $1 profit a unit, it's not bad.
Nope, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So let's get started on the news. We've got a lot of stuff this week. Some of it more relevant than others. just throwing that out there.
Or less, just by order.
Well, and, you know, I'm not judging. You make this list. I just want to...
Yes.
You get all the credit and all the blame. And first up this week, we have Games Workshop and Wild Bangarang collaborating on Warhammer 40K leggings.
Yeah. So if you want to show your allegiance by going to the gym, they have 3 pairs of leggings available with Warhammer 40K colors on them. So you can show either the Ultramarines leggings, the Chaos Space Marine leggings, or the Tyranid leggings, which when I first saw, I thought were Attack on Titans leggings, but I see the Tyranid too.
I just want to say these leggings are for women. Men, please don't.
Oh, no, the first picture I saw, the first promotion picture, were of 3 male gymnasts.
I reiterate, men, please don't. I've seen what most men who play 40K look like. They have the same body shape I do. I wouldn't want to inflict that on anyone, and they shouldn't want to inflict on anyone either.
Well, it's a Terminator shape, if you wear it like that.
If Terminators had giant guts, yes, that'd be Terminator sure. shape.
Well, they should have a Nurgle one, and we would be set.
That's true. There you go. There you go. They are kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. 35 pounds, not cheap for leggings.
No, for sure.
You know, they're 40K priced.
that's a way of saying it. Yeah.
All right. Next up, slightly more relevant, Steamforge Games, The Faithful, New Beginnings for Guild Ball on pre-order.
So this new box is kind of a combo box that go with the Exiles we talked about some weeks ago. So this is all new veterans, but they are the ones that were not part of the summer campaign. So not the summer campaign winners, which are the Exiles. This new box gets models for, I think, almost all the factions out now, new veterans. If we don't include the new minor guilds, I think all the factions get somebody now with those 2 bucks out.
Yeah, I'm looking at this and I'm kind of torn. I mean, there's 2 models in that box I want. I guess.
That's the same problem they had with the Exile. It's 6 models for 5 different factions. So if you don't play a lot of factions, you need to find people to share the box with, or find a store that's cool and will open and split the boxes. I saw some stores doing it.
Because that's ridiculous. Like, $75 US dollars for 6 board game plastic models?
No, those are metals.
Oh, these are metals at least?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I can forgive that price. But then, still the problem is, what do you do with so many models? You find friends and you hope.
Like we've been doing locally.
Yeah.
There are multiple chat groups for people who want to split the Exile Box, and yeah, there I will mean, be for the Fateful too.
I mean, I want Fangtooth because he's Sulthesian, I'm assuming, right?
No, he's Union.
Oh, that version of Fangtooth is still Union?
I think that's just a... Oh, that might be the new veteran one. That's true. Yeah, he's probably Sulthesian.
I think so.
Yeah. And then, in that case, you want him and
Sakana.
And Spigot, because Spigot is a Sulthesian too.
Oh, so she also plays for the...
Yeah, there are the two churches? Models that will be the churches.
Oh, so there's three. Well, suddenly this box becomes a better value. Anyway, it's cool. They're doing a lot of this stuff now with Guild Ball. Some interesting character developments. I like the art style. I like the gameplay. I hate their distribution model. Not gonna lie. Yeah.
Well, except for those special bucks, I think the distribution model is fine now for people who get into the game. It's
yes.
just painful for people who add partial collections.
Yeah. It's just painful for the people who were supporting the game.
Yeah.
And then when they announced the... Oh, we're getting sidetracked. I'm just going to, you know, use this to soapbox a little bit.
We can talk about the Risen release too at the same time for sure.
Yeah, so they've also announced that they're going to be releasing all the old medals in resin.
Yes.
Which is cool. Except I didn't realize they're doing the same thing where you had to buy them by the box.
Yeah, they're doing the same format.
So you cannot buy individuals still. So I was all excited for about half a day until Steve burst my bubble and told me, you know, the truth. And then there may have been table flipping.
Yeah, they're selling those direct or stores can order them, but it's not a required product. They're clearly labeled as legacy models. So I don't see why they're doing them by all boxes. It's for ease of order for new players, but it's such a pain for if you just want to get the single model you're missing get one of the new skulls.
It's like the painting rules, right? Where if you buy the resins that are colored resin, you don't need to paint them, but if you have the metal version, you have to paint them before they're legal.
Yeah.
This is so inconsistent and weird. Anyway, enough about that. $75, new box. Bye.
Yeah, and they will be available on July 20th.
Okay. So a ways out. All right.
Yes.
Next up, Fantasy Flight Games. X-Wing, second edition. Woot!
Yes. So, this is really a redoing of the original box. So you get the classic box with the X-Wing and the two TIE Fighters. But they are redoing the rules, redoing the cards, redoing the abilities. So it's a big shake-up. It's on pre-order right now.
The rings are different, even, I just realized.
Yep.
They're open-faced, so you can see all the positioning, as opposed to only showing... They used to have a window in the rings, so you only saw the move you were selecting. You couldn't see all your options at once. Now these ones are open-faced, so you can see all the ship's abilities. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if those are... yeah, they look like they're just going to be like that. Yeah, I see what you mean. And it's easier to see your options.
Yeah. So that's very cool.
Yeah. They have a lot of change to the rules. We've gone through this before recording. And it's not exactly clear everything that changed, but it's Fantasy Flight. They are going to have an article about the game up till the release for sure. And we mentioned the starter box, but they also have conversion kits you can get for the three main factions, being the Galactic Empire, the Resistance, and Scum and Villainy. So you can get the new updated cards, tokens, and stuff like that for each of your faction. The two factions from the latest trilogy, the First Order and... Drawing a blank on the name of the Rebel part.
Resistance, isn't it?
Rebel Alliance, maybe?
No, Rebel Alliance is the original series.
Okay, so the Resistance. Those two won't be updated at the start, but they will come, and they will be different faction now, so they won't be integrated with the original factions. So it will put the game to five official factions, even if two pairs of those are kind of on the same side. So a lot of change, and one of the main changes being the force will be included in the core rules, so there will be more pilot with the force power and or force effects.
Yeah, that's very cool. And it looks like new packaging for the ships. There's a bunch of new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because I was thinking about getting back into this game because there's a local group that started up that's nearby me. So this is kind of a good timing, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here we go. Another interesting new squad builder app, which is nice too. Which will have all the card stats and all the things you need. So that's neat. All right. Do we have a price point on this?
We need to register for their online store now. It doesn't have an open page, so I've not seen the price.
All right. Presumably it's starter set priced.
Yeah.
All right. And it's available now?
It's on pre-order now.
Okay. Because the website just said order now, so I was confused. All right. Next up, Chimera Models, Kimo, Shaman of the Shadows.
So this is a 75mm scale model, 1/24th. It's a resin model of an orc shaman?
Maybe. Something.
A creature shaman.
Something not quite human, we'll put it that way.
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure if he has antlers or horns.
Might be a demon. He seems to have horns.
Yeah. And claws on his feet, so it might be a demon, maybe.
Yeah.
But he's really cool. He has a really dynamic pose. Got like a double-bladed weapon and summoning fire on his other end.
Yep, he is a very, very pretty model. There's not much else you can say about it. He's got a great pose. The studio paint job is excellent.
Yes.
What's the price point? Oh, and it's a good price. 36.89 euros. So, for that price point, and that size model, that seems like a very reasonable price. Mm-hmm. And free shipping. Also, it's 5 to 10 euros worldwide flat shipping price.
Mm-hmm. Depending on your country.
And if you hit 120 euros, you're free shipping for your order. So, that's nice. They have a lot of nice models, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it should not be hard if you're feeling generous to hit that 120 euro free shipping.
Or order other stuff with buddies.
Exactly. Go as a group. Yeah, some awesome things. All right. Next up, Robot Rocket Miniatures, the Old Lady of Bali.
So this is a bust in their new range, which is called This Life. Which is more of a normal people of the world range mm-hmm. of models. So this is not a fantasy model, not a sci-fi model. It's an old woman with the how do you call that on her head?
A hat.
Yeah,
it's a scarf. Her hair's wrapped up in a scarf.
A scarf. It's an old woman. A really nice model, really a lot of textures, like the scarf is textures, the face, all the wrinkle, because they called her the whole lady and it shows in her face.
Yeah, no, she is gorgeous. The model is phenomenal and they did a great job sculpting her, and the studio painter did an excellent job as well. He's put all kinds of textures on her. Like, there's just, it's truly a display piece, right? That's what it's intended to be.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you want to practice doing your realistic, flesh tones and stuff,
mm-hmm.
this is the model for you. So it's, 53 millimeters from top to bottom?
So yeah, 1/12 scale. So, pretty big. And the press is fine at £25.
Yeah, no, I think the price point is right for something that size. All right. Do we have any numbers for shipping or anything?
We would need to go through the
whole rigmarole, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So nothing there. But yeah, £25. Worthwhile investment if you're looking for a realistic bust to paint.
Yeah, and this line, this range, would be interesting to follow, because depending on what next cultures they go for, what type of culture they expand to for the next pieces.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
You don't need to go to fantasy to have a lot of different people.
No. Well, fantasy's all based on reality, right?
So. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Next in line is Black Sun Miniatures, Hagbard, and Juggernaut on pre-order.
Yeah, so those are two 75mm scale models. First, Hagbard is, like a light armored barbarian, a Viking warrior. Oh, yeah, axe wielding barbarian.
Well, you have a choice. I think it includes a sword as well. Options includes right hand axe and sword.
Yeah.
So that's nice. You get a little bit of variance. Actually, I think I like the sword better than the axe, personally. Both are good.
I think both are good. I think it depends the style you want to have him. But so, nice model, full model, that's not a bust, that's a full scale one.
Yep.
And the other model, Juggernaut, is a sci-fi cyborg carrying a giant cannon.
Yeah, cyborg guy carrying a giant gun. That's pretty much the way to describe it. Again, 75mm, super nice. It's kind of like old school cybernetic. It's not, not streamlined, shall we say?
Yeah, for sure.
It definitely has kind of like a nurgly, like nasty look to him. I like it. And that gun is enormous and ridiculous.
Yeah.
So how can you go wrong? Also these models are both very reasonably priced, £35. Again, Black Sun Miniatures, always have a good value. You know, £6, worldwide shipping. Unless you happen to be in Europe or United Kingdom, then it's cheaper. Everyone else pays £6. Yeah, I really like it. All right. Moving right along. Anachron Miniatures, Captain Ulrich.
So this is a simple model. Looks like a, well, Captain Ulrich, the title is right there in the name, but it looks like a civilian guard captain for a fantasy setting. Old guy, just the look on his face. He looks experienced and not bored, not pissed off.
He's business. He's all business.
Yeah, he saw too much and why is there just something else happening again?
Yeah. Yeah, he's very cool looking.
So this one is a 35mm scale model, like a playing piece size, we could say.
Yeah.
Could be useful for either RPGs or fill out your lineup for a skirmish game.
Yeah, and he's a 35mm playing piece price to €10. So very reasonable for what you see as a resin figure in that scale.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, plus shipping, handling, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
He's a bit big, 35mm to eye level. So he's going to be a bit bigger than most playing pieces we see.
Mm-hmm.
But still very nice. All right. I guess I'd make it about the size of the old Wild West Exodus figures.
Yeah, or Malifaux was similar to that scale, too.
Well, Malifaux went up in scale, didn't it? Didn't they change the scale when they went to the plastics?
I think the old one were 35 already, so I don't know with the plastic ones. Yeah.
It's been a while since I looked at my old medals, so I'm not sure. Okay.
But I don't know if 35 was to top of head or eyes for the old one. So I couldn't say.
Yeah, because I think the Wild West Exodus stuff was like 32mm to the eye, 32 or 35 to the eyes, but they were quite big.
So. Yeah, they're on the upper side scale. I think there were at least 35 to the eye.
Yeah. All right, what's next? Okay, so this is the last item in our regular news, and that's MicroArts Studio, Star Wars Legion Terrain.
Yeah, so a bunch of stuff. You have either small packs or two the scenery set that you can get. It's terrain for a Tatooine or desert world look. So sand huts, barriers, stuff like that.
I was tempted to start doing the Cantina song. Because it's definitely like, you know, Mos Eisley Spaceport.
Yeah, you could interject like a couple seconds before the start of this item. Just enough to not be screwed by illegal.
Oh, come on. Disney wouldn't come after you for that.
I think they come after everybody.
Well, who's going to tell them, right? I'm not. Are you?
Anyway. YouTube, when we upload the show.
All right. Damn you, automated like filters. You win this round, Antoine. Okay. various price points. Starting at... Well, you know, not exactly inexpensive.
No, they're not on the inexpensive side.
Starting at 22 euros, 22.14.
Yeah. For the buildings?
Yeah.
There's a small desert wall set that's 17. And the two big scenery sets are 109 and 159 euros.
Yeah. So. I mean, I realize they are 28 mils, so you get a fair amount of fairly sizable buildings and stuff, but still it's not given away, shall we say. I think that might be a bit much. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm being too hard on them. Because the buildings don't look amazingly detailed, shall we say?
No, but I think they fit the setting.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, no, they fit the aesthetic. They fit they are what they're supposed to be. But it seems a bit pricey. You know, if you look at what you pay for, like, say, resin buildings from Tabletop World.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you look at this. The quality level is a bit different.
I would take the Tabletop World stuff any day.
Yeah, so I think the price point's a bit high, but it's still interesting, especially if you're playing Star Wars Legion. There's not a lot of options out there yet, so this might be a good option for a table. All right, let's get on to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. First up, Plastcraft Games, EXO, Mankind Reborn board game.
So this is a cooperative survival game. You play heroes that try to survive and help humanity in this post-cataclysm world. So, another word for post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, yeah.
You play different kind of heroes that are connected to exo-animals. So, all kinds of cybernetic animals in the four base ones you get in the packs are an eagle, a lion, a bear, and a koala.
A koala.
Yeah, a koala.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that was right.
Yeah, so your models are on a paired base, so kind of a big round base with inserts for your hero and your animal.
Fear the cyber koala.
Yeah, and you are facing against a bunch of bugs that are which are probably part of the cataclysm story. So trying to destroy the planet. Or whatever. So
I have to laugh because, you know, the cyber lion is Shariq. The cyber eagle is Nurasil. Ooh, you know. The cyber bear, Little Joe. Haha, clever name. The cyber koala? Mel. Like, even the name is anticlimactic. Who drew the short straw? That's what I want to know. Like, you get the cyber koala. Yay. I guess it's better than the Cyber Marmot from last week. I don't know. Anyway, the models look interesting. If ever I'd imagined a cybernetic koala, he would have looked like this. So it's good. It's good. the sculpts are nice. The giant bugs look bug-like in their giantness.
Mm-hmm. It's clearly a board game. It comes with wooden cubes, wooden pounds, dice, a lot of cardboard, cards, stuff like that. But they have interesting minis, so that's why
And the quality, the artwork quality is really nice. Yes. We can't say anything about the card quality or anything because we haven't seen a final product.
No.
But the artwork is excellent. Mel looks cool in the artwork. I'm looking at his card right now. He looks far more dangerous on the card than he does in the miniature. In fact, Mel looks more intimidating than the lion, which is misnamed on the cards. I guess that's probably just an art problem.
And you have other heroes and other animals unlocked already. There's a cyber kangaroo.
Oh, shh.
Cyber cobra.
It's killing me. Stop. The cyber cobra. Can I yell cobra every time he does something?
If you want. Nobody's going to stop you. It's not like we're uploading that to YouTube.
Oh, goodness. Again, lots of laughs, but it's not supposed to be funny. Sorry. Anyway, the proc looks cool. I have to say that. And it's very reasonably priced. You know, in the world of $300 board games, it's nice to see something come out that's only 79 euros. So it's going to be, what, about 130 Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
135, and that's for the core box plus all stretch goals, and ships anywhere to the world. Obviously, shipping's not included. And let's look at the numbers here. So, they were looking for 50,000 euros. They're currently 125,000 euros, with 16 days left to go. So this is fully funded, and is likely to remain that way. And barring something unforeseen, this Kickstarter will be completed on Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. Next up, it's going to be hard to follow that one out. Crooked Dice Game Design Studio. Children of the Fields. Full quarter, 28mm miniatures.
So, this is a line of horror miniatures to go with the 7TV Skirmish War Game or any of your war games you want to use them in. The 7TV's line of games are based on pulp TV shows. So, all kind of old school. There is a large range of miniatures in this set. I think they are looking for over 20 miniatures to fund. There's Sack People. There's a Master of the Crow. A bunch of town people with animal heads. There's a giant wheat golem, maybe?
Straw golem?
Straw golem.
Is he wheat? Oh, it looks like bales of straw or something.
Yeah,
no, he's pretty cool looking. 85 millimeters tall, so he's quite large. I do notice they don't have a cyber koala.
No, they don't.
Maybe that's the stretch goal that I'll unlock later on.
Maybe.
I can't let it go, Antoine. I'm sorry. I'm trying, but it's just not happening.
The scarecrow is really cool.
Yeah, actually, a lot of these models are really cool.
Yeah.
I really like the sack on the head, scarecrow, like zombie looking people.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty awesome. The Mummermen look kind of weird. The villagers look cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a historical reference to that or some sort of
or reference. A TV reference.
Yeah, I just don't catch it.
Yeah.
There seems to be a bunch of people who were dressed for playing croquet, maybe? Not croquet. What's polo. The thing they... Polo, thank you. I was like, the croquet from horseback, yeah.
Yeah, either that or fox hunters.
It could be. And there's a goat demon man thing that's in the stretch goals. There's a lot of neat stuff in the stretch goals. This is worth looking at if you like just different miniatures, alternative things. And I think the Kickstarter's got a ton of value to it. Let's see. Entry-level pledge is £30. No, yes, £30. So used to saying euros tonight. And that gets you a bunch of profile cards, arcana cards, the Crow King, two mass beasts, corn dolls, and Mr. Mengel. So that's a pretty good number of miniatures for £30. Saves you about £9 what their suggested retail price should be. And then, of course, you pay shipping. And then it goes up from there. It's a pledge level at £55, which includes a ton of stuff. And then £75. There's just a ton of stuff. So £75 gets you 28 miniatures. That's a goodly number of miniatures.
Yes.
All right. So let's look at the numbers here. They're looking for £2,000. They're at £12,248. So they're fully funded. They have 8 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should fully fund on Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. I bet they could double that number with some cyber kangaroos and or koalas, just saying. Next up, Fenris Games, Rubble City.
So this is like a building kit for Risen Ruins. So you get, I think it's a 22 piece in the basic set, and it's all interconnecting pieces. So you can build either ruins or full buildings and use all those pieces like you want. And when you pledge higher, you get multiple of the set. So you can build either more smaller buildings or build higher. And each of the larger pieces have places to put studs to do a flooring. If you want to do a different higher multiple level stories building.
Yep. So it's there's. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'll go.
I was just going to say it's a neat concept.
Yeah.
It looks cool. You know, your cyber koala will need a place to get cover. So this is how you do it. I like the interlocking walls. Like we said, it's very similar to what we've seen. Like, you could build something like this with Hearst Arts molds, like we talked about before the show, but it would also take a lifetime to do it.
Yes.
So I think for the price you pay, you're getting a lot of value. Yeah, I mean, the packs are extremely reasonably priced, I think. Let's see here. I mean, if you look at how much terrain you get in, like, the... Let's just look at the 58-pound set. They're, which is one up from their base, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's two basic sets.
Yeah. You know, you can build something pretty substantial with that.
Yes.
Especially for a skirmish game.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great. And then, you know, up from there, you just get crazy with the 110-pound set and the 250-pound set. 250-pound set would be great for, like, a giant Frostgrave table or something. You could totally do that. That would look awesome. All right, so let's look at the numbers. Okay. So we've already gone over some of the pledge levels. So let's just look at the targets. So they're looking for 1,500 pounds, and they're currently at... they're at nearly 7,000 pounds with 6,961. There's 9 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should fully fund on Wednesday, May 16th, 2018. And that takes us to our last Kickstarter this week, which is Gamescape 3D, Digital Elf Outpost for 3D Printing, Open Lock Ready.
So this is a 3D print system, that they call glue-free snap assembly and zero support printing. So it should be easy to print, should be easy to assemble, easy to clean, and easy to build. The main part of it, the Elf Outpost, is kind of a fort built from living trees.
Yep, it's very cool looking.
However, that's the main part of it. There's 16 files, 9 models for that comprise it. So a different part of the wall, different part of the not roof, but the railing on top of the wall, and the there I'm lost with the. My English is not that.
What the balcony? The
yeah.
What are you looking for?
The towers in the corner. So
yep, you have the towers in the corners. You have like a walkway around the
walkway,
the parapet.
That's yeah. What I was looking at.
Yeah.
For, so you have all of that. However, there's more stuff coming in. So their open lock system, the basic system, comes with a bunch of stuff for like a regular medieval building. So stone walls, wood walls. So all of that is also included. So you can build building just from those core parts.
Yep.
We were talking about it before the show, and that's one we are probably going to add to our list.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. They have a sample build of a blacksmith, which looks awesome. And then they did like a crazy, in made of stacked buildings. Which looks like totally something out of a fantasy novel, where like they kept building on the end, kept expanding it, and all kinds of crazy. It makes you think of like the Weasley house from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It totally is like just it's a crazy building. but it's neat that you can do something like that, and that it's so modular. This guy's done a lot of really good design work, and he's got a video showing how it all goes together. I think it's really nice. His stretch goals are reasonable as well. I think I'm going to back this. I've been doing a ton of 3D printing lately, so I think I want to add this to my library. So, yeah. That's very cool. All right, so let's talk about pledge levels here. So there's only two pledge levels. $48 US gets you everything in this Kickstarter with all the stretch goals and digital content form. And then $89 US gets you a license to commercially reproduce these for resale, which I think is an amazing value. Let's see. Now let's look at the actual numbers here. So he was looking for $1,000 US. He's currently at $4,792 US with 23 days left to go. So he's well on his way. He's well on his way. He's already six times his goal. I suspect he'll get he'll go quite a bit farther, and we should get some really good unlocks. This Kickstarter should be fully funded on Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. And that's it for this week, Antoine.
It is.
Yep. I think I'm gonna go back this now. All right, so I'll see you next week, Antoine. Thanks again for the hard work.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.